Tickets go on sale today for the second annual Rockabilly Boogie Fest. The event will be held Saturday, March 1st at ASU's Military Science Building in Jonesboro. Next year's concert lineup includes Sonny Burgess and the legendary Pacers, Charlie Rich Jr. and the Stunning Cunning Band. Sonny Burgess was at yesterday's press conference and tells about this music form.
Rockabilly music kind of covers a lot of territory, kind of throwing a little blues, a lot of hillbilly, and a little bit of rock and roll, and you've got rockabilly music. And we've got some great musicians in Northeast Arkansas, some of the best in the world, I think. And I've seen a lot of them, so these guys are really good. It's always fun. Anyway, I just want to thank you for making us a part of it, and we're certainly happy to be a part.
Next year's concert is dedicated to Sonny Burgess. Rockabilly got its start at the intersection of rhythm and blues and country in the Memphis, West Memphis area, where it was first widely broadcast by Sun Records and KWEM. ASU Museum Director Dr. Marty Allen says rockabilly has made a significant impact to the region.
Rockabilly is important to our region. Not everybody knows this, but we're here to remind everybody about this. Rockabilly grew out of a rural, largely agricultural, and working class people. And these people leveraged their talents toward trying to find something new in their life. And in so doing, they changed the world. In the 1950s, rockabilly skyrocketed to a music sensation in little towns in our region like Bono and Paragould, Truman, and of course Newport.
Rockabilly was popular but short-lived, as music authorities say rockabilly was most popular between 1954 and 1959. However, Dr. Allen says the musical form has had a lasting impact on American music and is still enjoyed today.
This style of music persisted in our region long after its heyday elsewhere, and that enabled it to have a huge impact on the rock and roll movement, which itself has been accredited with revolutionizing American culture. And in fact, 60 years after the birth of rockabilly and rock and roll in general, this phenomenon continues for many aging Americans to be a symbol of generational rebellion. And their children and their children's children identify with this precept.
Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin has proclaimed the weekend of February 28th through March 1st as Rockabilly Weekend in Jonesboro. Dr. Allen says the proclamation helps with the overall goal of Boogie Fest.
With the Rockabilly Weekend, our purpose is to create a significant cultural and regional event that downtown Jonesboro restaurants and businesses can get some business from, and also to bring a greater connectedness between ASU and downtown Jonesboro. And we're hoping everyone's going to join in with us to help make Jonesboro a more livable and really fun community. So we're looking forward to this.
The proceeds from the ticket sales will fund a new permanent exhibit on rockabilly that is slated to open at the ASU Museum in 2017. Dr. Allen tells about the exhibit.
It is a cultural investment that, it's going to come to fruition a few years down the road once we get our exhibition up. This exhibition is going to be free to the public. It will be educational. Over 35,000 people a year will see this exhibition. Going to be entitled Rockabilly, the Northeast Arkansas Story of a Music Sensation. And it is going to demonstrate that our region played a critical role in the rise of this lasting and really powerful music form.
KASU is one of the entities on the Jonesboro campus of Arkansas State that is helping to put the Rockabilly Boogie Fest together. Station manager Mike Doyle says it is an important thing to do.
Rockabilly Boogie Fest is a concert event that promises to contribute substantially to the wealth of cultural life in the area. We do want to boost heritage tourism. What they're trying to do, of course, is heritage tourism, and particularly what we're interested in is music tourism, and those efforts align. So this event, Rockabilly Boogie Fest, supports ASU's efforts to be a good neighbor in our community. We know that this event has sparked a great deal of excitement, and we're delighted to respond to these interests.
And he says the ASU Heritage Sites, the ASU Museum, and KASU are all working together to promote music tourism and the music heritage of Northeast Arkansas. Now, those who have already joined in to promote the Rockabilly Boogie Fest include KASU, Suddenlink, Cromwell Architects, Passport Media, and East Arkansas Broadcasters. Tickets for the Rockabilly Boogie Fest are on sale now, and more information on tickets can be found by calling 972-2781, or you can go to our website, kasu.org.